truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 29th day of May, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to inventory your personal private library. Make sure you have all the books that you think you've got, and check for any gaps that need to be filled in, whatever they might be, for medical care, communications, and so forth, that you have all the books you need. Books do have a way of walking away, as anybody who owns books knows. That's your prepper tip of the day. We patient way in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of now, I believe, 11 books. An advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where he does consultations with foreign governments concerning archaeological matters, and of course a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, sir, if I felt any better, it would not be legal. How about yourself?
Same here.
All right.
Doing pretty good for an old guy.
Well, old is a moving target. I got a quick old story for you. You'll appreciate this, since you were a college, university professor. It's Friday afternoon. I'm waiting for the instructor, who's late, to open up the door for the classroom. And I'm standing in the hallway. I am 22 years old. And there's an 18-year-old co-ed standing there, a classmate standing there waiting with me. So during those 10 minutes, we're having some light conversation, and I mentioned that that evening I'm going camping and scuba diving with my girlfriend, and she looks at me with a very straight face, just as serious as she can be, and she says, "Oh, you mean you can still have fun?"
Yeah.
to her, 22 years old was too old to even consider having fun anymore. So old is a moving target, isn't it, Jim?
Apparently, yeah, that's a moving target. That's a quantum, about 10 quantum leaps.
And There's lots of sayings about age. You're, it's only a number. You're only as old as you feel. And there's things like, if I knew I would live so long, I would have took better care of myself. I like that one. How about you, Jim?
Yeah, right. And oh my goodness.
Yeah, you get to a point where activities you took part in 50, 60 years ago start reminding you of some youthful foolishness, don't they, Jim?
Oh, exactly. But I'm amazed at the human body with all of the toxins and everything else that come at people these days, you know, microwaves, you know, you name it. I'm amazed that people are as resilient as they are.
Well, that's true. And the human body has remarkable recovery powers, remarkable ability to heal various injuries and detox from various exposures. And we do live in a toxic soup, don't we, sir?
Oh, it's horrific. Yeah. And then when your body finally breaks down at the end, the medical solution is to radiate you with radiation and give you a chemical that literally almost kills you, and then they bring you back, and that's the medical solution.
Well, they
after
don't,
you've
they
been
don't
completely toxified.
You're obviously talking about cancer treatment, and they don't always bring you back. And depending on which cancer it is, pancreatic cancer, for example, almost nobody survives it. I think it's about a 2% survival rate. My wife is laying in a bed about 10 feet from me with stage 4 breast cancer, and we know the likelihood of her surviving is almost non-existent. But we have hope, and we take care of business and go day by day, Jim.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Right,
wow.
Right. Well, it's been 18 months I've been the primary caregiver here, and she's been on the hospice 18 months. You met my wife when we visited you up in Minnesota.
Okay.
You know, that's been... Yes. That's been, what, 10, 12 years ago, something like that?
That was a long time ago. I don't remember, but I remember you drove up in your car with 400,000 miles on it. And
well, it didn't have 400,000 miles then, but I think it's at 480,000 miles now, my Lincoln Town Car that has Amsoil in it, Amsoil synthetic motor oil. Well, Jim, there's lots of things going on geopolitically, weather-wise, and so economics. What topic you want to drift into first?
Well, there's a tremendous disinformation story that probably everybody has seen. So let's start with there was a 8.0 earthquake in Peru this past Sunday. And the first thing that hit the press was, this was due to a planetary alignment. And that was all over the place. And
really?
First of all, there was no planetary alignment. Nothing was aligned. Not even the moon. The moon was 90 degrees off of alignment. There were literally no planets, zero planets aligned with Earth. They were all over the solar system, but not a single one aligned with Earth. And this hit the major news media. So talk about fake news.
Right.
And lastly, even if there were some kind of a planetary alignment, the gravity effects that they are talking about do not exist, because we are gravitationless relative to everything in outer space. That's why astronauts are weightless. You know, we are weightless relative to Jupiter. There are tidal effects, which are secondary differential gravitational effects, which only the moon, which because of its proximity to Earth, and only the sun, because it's so big, have even a minor effect on Earth. But to believe that there was a planetary alignment that caused this earthquake is absolutely absurd. And like I say, there was no planetary alignment just to begin with. So anyway, just to clear that up.
Well, Jim, I don't know the original source of that story that obviously has been repeated multiple times, but other than somebody thinking it would be funny, what would be gained by putting out a story of that nature, if you have any idea?
Well, I don't know. Maybe just to test the public's acumen, see how many people repeat something that could not possibly be true in the form of science, and that occurs all the time. Everything from election results to, you know, to this kind of thing. you know, to NASA claiming it's I mean, just on and on and on.
Well, that reminds me, Jim. It's I would say probably 99% of American adults who are literate believe that there's some health benefits to consuming sodium fluoride in your drinking water and having in your toothpaste, which is why on my website at thelibertyman.com, I've got a man with some pretty serious credentials, the former president of the Canadian Association for Dental Research, Dr. Hardy Limebeck. He's basically apologizing to his entire country of Canada for previously advocating the putting sodium fluoride in drinking water. But if you go to any standard scientific reference book, you can quickly and easily find, as I find out, that sodium fluoride is one of the most toxic, dangerous chemicals known to mankind, can't you, sir?
Exactly. There was, I think this was in Minnesota, but they had a toxic spill. The truck that brought the sodium fluoride to the city processing station had a spill, and there's a special crew of people that go out and clean this up. They're actually way to fly into an area, and nobody can go near this. And in the time it took the crew to get there, it burned a hole through the cement.
I don't doubt that. Municipality I used to live in, they put sodium fluoride in drinking water, and I happened to be driving past the water treatment plant one afternoon, and I saw the man carrying the bag of sodium fluoride. He's dressed in a moon suit, head to toe, with a respirator, obviously. This stuff is incredibly dangerous, incredibly toxic, and when it's in water, I don't want to dwell on this too long, but people can do their own homework. When it's in water, it makes a caustic solution that in cities that have copper pipes joined with lead solder, and even older cities with pure lead pipes, it leaches the lead into the water, causing humans to consume lead. The whole paradigm of little black kids eating lead paint chips is a complete fantasy. What's been going on for about 60 years is everybody's getting poisoned by sodium fluoride leaching the lead out of the pipes and putting it in solution, Jim. In fact, there was a lawsuit in Washington, D.C., with that being the legal premise, as a matter of fact.
Well, the other thing is it lowers IQ. It basically deadens people's nervous system,
right?
And especially in young kids, so that they're retarded from their normal development starting from youth.
Right. You're right, and you and I both know Dr. Bill Deagle, and he says exactly what you're saying. He says in a city that puts sodium fluoride in drinking water, you'll have nobody with an IQ over 180, not a single person. And I don't know what the general IQ reduction is. I would guess 10 to 15 points. What do you think, Jim?
At least. But the other thing is, if you ruin, I've been in education all my life. If you ruin, it's a chain. You have to build and build and build. And it's like, that's why a lot of people are not good in mathematics, because their third or fourth grade math teacher was terrible, and they lost that chain, and they never were able to get it back, because it's a building process, and it's like that for everything else. And so you talked about social skills. I wonder if the millennium generation is a direct result of sodium fluoride.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer. I do know that sodium fluoride adversely affects every internal organ. There's something in the middle of your brain called the pineal gland. It calcifies the pineal gland. Now, how scary is that?
Well, yeah, and this was known about in World War II. The Germans did studies on this, and one of their goals was to put this in their adversary's water supply to neutralize the people's ability to function. And yeah, the idea that this is going to help your teeth, oh my goodness, you know.
Right.
Talk about crank science, you know. This is number one.
It is. And we're literally poisoning everybody in the country. This is important. The U.S. Army about in the early 1980s, Jim, they had to change the footgear that all the soldiers wore in basic training for the following reason. They were getting so many fractures in feet and legs that they had to go to running shoes instead of combat boots. See, you look at what's the same and what's different. The running surface was the same. The amount of distance running was the same. The boots were the same, going back to World War II. So what was different? The bones in the feet and the legs of the soldiers. That's what was different. And that's different because of the sodium fluoride does make brittle bones, doesn't it, Jim?
You have to get that out of the water. In fact, a lot of people buy, I saw that article about the Canadian dentist, and you have to get it out of your water, but they also talked about water filtration, and literally all filters sold on the market today, except mine, do not take out fluoride or arsenic. In fact, none of them take out, mine do, in the same filter. Other filters, you have to buy an add-on filter.
That's right.
And they only work for about 500 gallons, yet they're very expensive. They cost more than the filter itself for all
That's
these
right.
other brands.
Yeah,
and,
they do.
In Michigan, where they had the lead problem, Flint, Michigan, they were giving out these little Brita screw-on-your-faucet filters. That's what the city government was doing. And those last for about 30 gallons, and they're not made to take out lead. It's just a carbon filter.
Right.
And all it takes out is the chlorine, you know.
It changes the taste of the water. Jim, we got a caller and holder, right? Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John.
Go
Jim.
Ahead.
Dr. Wynn Parker used to come on Sunday afternoons or noon Sunday on RBN, and he had a very good article on fluoride and chlorine. I stumbled on it, believe it or not, an ag teacher at the school district where we live. He was trying to do some hydroponics. He kept losing his fish, and I said, well, what kind of water are you using? He said, city water. I said, well, it's got chlorine in it. You got to let it gas off. He said, it doesn't do any good anymore. I said, why not? He said, it's no longer chlorine, it's chloramine. I said, I never heard of it. He said, oh, yeah. And so I come to the house, and I did a little research. They're not just putting chlorine in there. They're putting what they call chloramine in it, which is a combination of chlorine and ammonia.
And it won't gas out.
And it will not gas off.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think that the only filter system out there to take it out is the one that Professor McCaney makes. But, I think that article is still on the archives and archives on RBN. But... Jim, are you familiar?
Something here.
Okay, Jerry, let Professor McKinney respond here.
Sure.
Yeah, there are some filter makers, especially the ones that are the black foam core type. I won't mention brand names, but that claim they take out chloramine, but what they've done is a chlorine test, believing that chlorine and chloramine are chemically the same, and they are not. You have to target the chloramine specifically, and so there are people making claims but have actually tested only for chlorine, and it's exactly what you're talking about. So there's a lot of misinformation in the water filter world out there, but once again, chloramine is not taken out by filters. And by the way, I like Mike Adams, but he did a test, and he put out a video about glyphosate, and he took a bunch of different filters and tested them, and he only did a little sample of water. And you can take a stack of printer paper, and for the first little bit, it'll filter chloramine or glyphosate. But you have to test it over the lifetime of the filter. We'll come back after break.
That's right. Hold on, we'll be back. Stay tuned, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about investing in gold and silver and my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com. Protecting your portfolio by investing in gold and silver, you not only protect your hard-earned assets from any future financial crisis or economic collapse, you also have access to the actual gold and silver. You'll still be able to purchase everything you want and need should our currency lose its worth, because gold and silver never lose their value. We're talking privacy here. When you buy your gold and silver, it's private. When you sell your gold and silver, it's private. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the link for goldwealthfinancial.com and check out these people. They're great people. I work with them. I trust them. And you can also. Give them a call. Their telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on my forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
Wednesday, the 29th of May. We're going on a cruise. Details at my website. It'll be a lot of fun. If you can't access the internet, just give me a call. The cruise director is on a cruise and can't receive phone calls. If you want me to mail you a flyer because you don't have internet access, give me a call at 314-965-3007. Jim, you were giving us some information there when the break started. Just continue, sir.
Yes, the issue of glyphosate. Glyphosate is the active ingredient in Roundup, the Monsanto Roundup, which is now Bayer, by the way. Bayer,
right.
Aspirin, remember?
Right.
Now owns Monsanto. But glyphosate has been determined to be a carcinogenic agent. It's in everything. It's in the water table, just like Teflon is every place, which is a carcinogen. But anyway, to get glyphosate out of water, I was mentioning that Mike Adams had done a test. And like I say, I like Mike Adams, very excellent, you know, talk show host, and does a lot. And the he did a test, which he did a little video. He took a bunch of water filters, not including mine. But he did a test on glyphosate, and he ran a single sample of water through these filters and then proclaimed which ones remove glyphosate and which ones don't. And he found, to his surprise, that most of them removed some glyphosate. But you can take a stack of printer paper, and for the first sample of water, it'll remove glyphosate because it's an absorber. It absorbs the glyphosate. But after that, to do a proper filter test, you have to test it over the lifetime of the filter, and not just glyphosate. You have to use other contaminants that are common in water at the same time.
Right.
And my filters are tested like that in laboratory tests, where there's test centers that are designed to test and under these stringent conditions. So you have to be really careful what you say about water filters and water filter tests, because a one-shot, one-sample test through a filter is not a test. That's what a lot of people do. We call it the 50-gallon test, 5,000-gallon claim. And so there's so much of this in the water filter industry. It's really horrific. But anyway,
okay. Well, Jerry, did we sufficiently cover your topic there? Is there anything else?
Well, this chloramine, however it's pronounced, that stuff scares me. For the very fact,
right,
you pick up a bottle of ammonia.
Do you know why they put that in there, Jerry? Jerry, do you know why they put it in there?
Well,
because it's for taste. It's to cover up all of the bad taste in the water. That's why they put it in there.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you'll find, for example, in Tampa, Florida, they use reverse osmosis, and then they combine that with underground water that they're bringing in from the north. They pump it in, and by the way, that's what's causing all the houses to fall through the ground north of Tampa. They're pumping all the groundwater out and basically creating dry sand under these houses, creating the sinkhole problem. But anyway, that's another story. Tampa's putting chloramine in the water to overshadow the bad taste of the water. That's why they're putting it there.
Well, Professor, correct me if I'm wrong, but on an average jar or bottle of ammonia, and that's what the main chloramine is, if I understand it correctly. You look, it says, do not mix bleach and ammonia, because it'll kill you. Now, am I going a wrong direction there? This stuff is very, very toxic.
Yeah, you don't. Well, they're putting all kinds of stuff in very bad water. Yeah, so anyway, that's a huge issue. But I don't know all the chemistry of what you're talking about there. I have chemists that I work with, that I usually refer to when it comes to more technical issues.
Okay.
But I know that my filters do remove chloramine.
Yeah. Well, somewhere I read where it's the same, you have the same effect mixing chlorine and this ammonia and put in the water is what you do, mixing bleach and ammonia, household ammonia and household bleach, and it will kill you, especially if you're in a bathroom or something where
you
don't get a lot of, tight space. Well, but I don't know. But it, the stuff's scary, and the history of it, it didn't start till during the Clinton administration when they come in and set up the water portable water standards and did a bunch of revamp. We'll give you the money if you start using
Jerry, thank
it.
You for your call.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
We got a 5 minute break. We got another caller on hold. Thank you, Jerry. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Now, smartphone compatible, it was a challenge, but we met the challenge. Lots of interesting things there. We're bringing back the things that used to be there that were gone for months, such as the ultraviolet index. My brother-in-law has been dealing with skin cancer for 4 years. His medical doctor never told him about the ultraviolet index, probably because the doctor didn't even know it existed. It's very important to know what the ultraviolet index is, what it means, and how to protect yourself. So if you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, there's a link, direct link to the Environmental Protection Agency, environmental index information. You put in your zip code or any zip code you want, and you can find out the ultraviolet index for that particular day that you put it in there. Important stuff that could really save your life, literally. Also, on my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale if you have arthritis pain, joint pain, not getting a great night's sleep. Check out the energy cleaner, $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And, of course, the mattress pads that go with it, it's a great combination. Everything's right there where you can place your order. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And then my paid cast is weekly. That's $3.95 per month for an extra hour every week of deep dive into scientific topics. All of the information on how to listen and how to join the paid cast, all of that on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
Okay, before we get to our next caller, this sodium fluoride thing is important because it affects literally several hundred million Americans. Jim, civil liability begins once you know you're committing harm. There's, as far as the real serious consequences, if you're committing harm and don't know it, that's a dramatic reduction in liability. But once you know for a fact you're committing harm, civil liability increases dramatically, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, and that, there's kind of a gray area there for public people working in public offices.
Well, here's you're right, but here's where the white ends and black begins. It goes back to the early 1960s when cities all over the United States concocted this fantasy that little black kids were eating chips of paint and getting lead poisoning. That's where white ends and black begins in terms of liability. And I've got here in front of me the front page of a lawsuit that basically goes into that in detail. It's in the Superior Court of the District of Columbia, complaint case number 971-09B, Bravo, Parkhurst versus DC Water and Sewer Authority. Imagine you'd have to calculate literally trillions of dollars to calculate the dollar value of these cities intentionally poisoning people with lead because of sodium fluoride for about 60 years, Jim. Just off the charts, crazy dollar amounts.
Yeah, well, there again, the politics of the United States, responsibility just isn't there, or in the rest of the world. Politicians are never held accountable, nor are the agencies, which are not elected. They're just people out there doing stuff. And a lot of incompetency, a lot of people doing things that they shouldn't be doing, all the way down to eavesdropping on the public. So, or doing other things like putting in smart meters that listen in on your house and everything you're doing in your house.
Right, right. Here's our next caller, Captain Jack in Florida. Good morning, Captain Jack.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Just a couple questions I want to ask Jim and you about this weather that's going on in the Midwest. They act like they're trying to tear up all the crops and everything, not getting the crops in the ground. They're burning us up down here in Northwest Florida. I have a 105 degree temperature in my backyard. My garden's about to burn up. Just wonder what Jim might know about that. And also, I got another question that for John, since your wife does have stage 4 cancer. I heard on the internet where a vet gave a guy worm medicine for dogs and it cured his cancer. You may check on that on the internet.
That's a new one. Go ahead, Jim.
No, that's not a joke. That's for real. Okay. It was there, and it actually cured him.
All right.
About the weather, I'm not sure about dog pills or whatever. I can't vouch for that at all. But the weather is very strange. I mean, we've had 50 tornadoes in 6 states, very diverse states in the north, and a lot more in the south. So, and people have been asking me for opinions on the weather. I don't really have any other than this is pretty amazing spring weather. It's not that when you see unusual things in weather, one thing I've learned is that it can be within normal limits. But the other issue, then you come to the question, could this be manipulated? And I don't know myself. I've not had time to look at the weather much other than the results. But there has to be a national an investigation on weather manipulation. And I'm not talking about the jet streams or the, what do you call it, the cloud seeding or whatever they're doing with jets, contrails.
Right.
They're not contrails. They're basically, spraying chemicals into the air. But talking about laser satellites, the real cause, you know, there's people still running around jumping up and down talking about HAARP. HAARP has not been used for over 10 years minimum. It's World War II technology, and they're doing other things. There are other manipulative techniques, especially using laser satellites. That's how tropical storms like Hurricane Michael was, it went from a Category 1 to a Category 5 hurricane in 4 hours. That's not normal, you know. And I think Trump is really, really either ignorant about this, or it just turning a blind eye. It's got to be one or the other, because under his watch, there's been a tremendous amount of weather manipulation using laser satellites. I don't know about this particular recent weather, other than it's been horrific. You see entire towns destroyed throughout the Midwest. It's just absolutely horrific.
Now they're launching those big satellites. They're good sized satellites. I just wonder if it isn't some of those trillion watt laser satellites that are going up.
Yeah, well, this has been going on for a long time, since the early 2000s, when they sent up the first laser satellites, and that was led all the way up into Katrina, and the major hurricanes coming through Florida, crisscrossing Florida. And very, very visible effects, to the point where the weathermen have now come, they call it a double eye wall. These are new terms that they've developed to cover up the manipulation that's going on with hurricanes. There's no such thing. How come we never had double eye walls before? Well, that's they're just simply covering up, or all kinds of things that they're talking about in the news media, whereas before they would just say, well, they can't explain it.
Right.
But manipulated storms have been going on since the early 2000s. The United States would not sign a UN treaty prohibiting weather manipulation on their own territory. That's why they wouldn't sign it. This is back in the early 2000s, because the Russian scientists, who I knew, went to the UN and demanded that weather manipulation be categorized as a weapon. And the U.S. wouldn't sign it because it prevented them using it on their own people. That's why the U.S. would not sign it back then.
John, I am rebroadcasting your station, your show, out about 10 miles here in northwest Florida, so... It is being received out here.
Good. Well, we appreciate that.
Northwest, okay, good talking with you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Well, another aspect of this is Syria is in the part of the world called the Levant, which includes most of those countries around Syria. The worst drought in 900 years, Jim, has been taking place there for quite a while, basically destroying the agricultural segment of those economies in that part of the world. That may be by design also. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question that the California drought for many years was caused by weather manipulation. And we could see that. There was a line. They had a line that the storms would come in, and they would not get past that line. They would go north and up into the Pacific Northwest, but they would not go into California. So it was absolutely controlled for many years. And then they let the water come in. Once it was dry and the ground was dry, they came in with floods. This definitely manipulated weather. And to the contrary, you could use those same techniques to restrict water where it's flooding and bring water where it's dry. It could be used for the benefit of mankind, and it is not. And I'm speechless. I helped develop those techniques for the benefit of mankind and to steer hurricanes away from shorelines to cause them to drop their water out in the ocean before they got to shorelines, and it's being used against people. It is not being used for the benefit of people.
Right. Well, when what's been done in California, it would dramatically, adversely affect the value of agricultural real estate. And once they hit rock bottom value because of these weather manipulation, then unscrupulous investors who were behind it in the first place can buy it up dramatically cheaper, can't they?
Yes. I'll tell you a little story. When Katrina was first starting out in the Atlantic Ocean, it was halfway across the Atlantic Ocean, people were already betting on oil futures in New Orleans. They were not in physically in New Orleans, but I heard people chortling afterwards about how much money they made because they knew that Katrina was heading to New Orleans. Even the news media started to say that it was headed to New Orleans when it was it was still east of Florida, out in the Atlantic Ocean, because at that point where it comes south of Florida and then goes into the Gulf, that's where hurricanes go in all directions. They're totally unpredictable if you look at the historical record. And at that point, people
unless
knew
you got
it was
the joystick manipulating them.
That's right, and it went due west. Made a 90-degree turn, about a 95-degree turn, to come back northeast and come directly into New Orleans. And then they blew the levees to cause the flooding because the hurricane itself did not cause major damage. It had dissipated. They couldn't hold it, just like the hurricanes, Myra that came up the west coast of Florida. They couldn't hold it. And so by the time it got to Tampa, it was basically out of gas. Katrina is the classic manipulated storm, then with the after effects where they blew the levees around New Orleans in seven places after the hurricane had passed.
Well, I was in Gulfport a couple of years ago, Jim. I was driving along the coastal highway there, and I was looking at all these beautiful lots just sitting there. The next day I found out, that's where the $500,000 and $1 million homes used to be before Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jim, we got a caller here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jim, we're coming up on the opposition of Jupiter on June 10th. And if you were to suggest what, say, like homeschoolers or amateur space weather fishing otters, would you start like plotting wind speeds before the opposition and then start plotting what you're getting in your area afterwards, something like that?
Well, you could do that, but it'd be nice to do that on a worldwide scale. But the thing is, the Jupiter winds, as I've defined the term, happens with Jupiter. Jupiter has an extensive electron beam coming in from the sunward side. And we have been caught up in that directly. Sometimes the military satellites have measured it, and they were just they just had no idea where these electrons were coming from. But that's what happens. And then when Earth gets caught up in that, it's also good to watch where the moon's position is, because that's another trigger factor in these effects. So during that time frame, and it's a broad time, that the actual conjunction being on the 10th of June, it could be before, it could be after, where we actually connect in and the actual electrical connection could last for weeks and be spotty, because the current sheets are like snakes out there, they're moving around. That's a time when, and they're primarily straight line winds. That's the other kind of key difference between normal wind patterns and the Jupiter winds, is that they're straight line winds.
Okay, now I think the new moon is the 3rd. So on the opposition, it should be approximately in the beginning of the first quarter. And then within a week or so, it'll be approximately.
It's 2 days. It's 2 days after the new moon that counts. That's when the moon moves away from the direct alignment with the sun, and the solar wind comes pounding in on our local magnetic field, which is about 35,000 miles out from Earth to the sunward side. And that extends.
So you're
that
saying
moon's that balloon's way out when the moon is at new moon. And when the moon moves aside about 2 days after new moon, that solar wind comes pounding in. It compresses the magnetic field. And if you couple that with the Jupiter alignment, that's where you can get hurricanes and severe storms. And like I say, the Jupiter winds that I talk about are straight line winds.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for the call, Sharon. We appreciate it. We got our last break here. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We have all the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have breaking news. In just over an hour, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, former special counsel Robert Mueller is due to give a statement. A lot of speculation about what that statement's going to be. I'll certainly be listening. Jim, we're down to about the last 3 minutes here, sir.
But just a quick mention, Robert Mueller was the guy who created the Iran deal, where they would get uranium from the United States through Uranium One, a Russian company. So it went to Russia and then went to Iran. So that's Robert Mueller.
Right.
And by the way, Rosenstein was the head of the Justice Department at the time. And so these people are all working in concert. The whole Russian hearing was a hoax. And the reason they won't have Mueller in front of Congress is because the Republicans are going to ask him why he never investigated the real collusion. And
well,
so,
I've been a professional investigator since 1973, Jim, and you have to begin at the beginning. Otherwise, your entire premise is going to be and the conclusion is going to be flawed if you don't begin at the beginning. So those questions need to be asked, and it doesn't look like they're going to be anytime soon, does it?
Well, there's another investigation going on within the Justice Department now,
right,
where they're looking for real answers. That's why this amazing outrage from the Democratic Party, trying to block anything that will get to those premises.
That's right, but they'll be unsuccessful. Attorney General Barr is a bulldog, and the guy he's got looking into it is a real bulldog and has an excellent reputation for seeking truth, despite the circumstances.
Yeah. John, I just wanted to mention about we have a population problem in the United States. And if you look at just the three countries, they call them the Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, their population growth exceeded all other countries in the world, percentage-wise, for the last 20 years. So what we're seeing coming into the United States is just the overflow of massive population growth, uncontrolled.
Right.
They're at a point, most countries are at a 0.07, they're at like a 20 compared to 7. So anyway, what's going on now is as the young girls come into the U.S., they're all going to be pregnant. So they're going to double their numbers like overnight. They have many incentives. One is anchor baby. One is they cannot be used for prostitution if they're pregnant. So they have a lot of incentives to become pregnant when they get here. But here are the actual numbers. They can supply a population of 500,000 people every 6 months in the United States forever. That's the growth of population
That's
due
scary.
To those three
That's
countries.
Scary. Well, we have no
Either
duty to,
in their country.
Yeah, right. Well, we have no duty to help those people with their issues. That's their issues, not us. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.